Art, despite a slight improvement, the Mariners still finished last in the American League West for the third year in a row.
And guess who finished first? The Oakland A's.
Oh.
The Oakland A's, for God's sakes. It's just remarkable. The A's had the lowest payroll in baseball. I saw them in Japan when the Mariners opened the season in Tokyo, and I said, this team's going to lose 110 games. Well, guess what? They won 94. It is just amazing about the turnaround. And now they join a 10-team field in the playoffs, just littered with ex-Mariners. You got Mike Morse, who's leading the Washington Nationals to their first playoff since 1933. Adam Jones is a star in Baltimore. Doug Fister, a star in Detroit. The Yankees have four ex-Mariners, including Ichiro, A-Rod, Raul Ibanez, Freddie Garcia. And the A's are managed by Bob Melvin, the former Mariner manager they kicked to the curb.
After a year.
Yes. And you look around and you just see all these other players come to good and the Mariners sit there idling in last place. It is just agonizing. And the fan base responded. They had a fall off this year in attendance of 173,000, which put them at about 1.6 million. And that was a fall off from a record Safeco attendance low in 2011. So the fans have responded with their dismay over yet another rebuild, even if they did get to 75 wins.
Well, one of the big changes that the Mariners are making in hopes of bringing fans back and maybe bringing more offense to Safeco and to the Mariners, they're going to be moving in the outfield fences starting next season.
Woo-hoo. I hate to be cynical and skeptical, but of course it is my nature. The issue there is this going to be meaningful for upgrading the offense? And I think that there's a practical function to doing this because you're trying to make your ballpark more fair. And by fair, that means, in this case, a balance between hitting and pitching. The Mariners' ballpark has been known as an extreme pitcher's park ever since it was built. It's just really hard to hit there. So they're bringing in the fences a little bit on the left field side, and it should help batting averages and home run production, but it's going to hurt pitching. If that's all they do, it's a real empty gesture.
And do you think it'll have any impact on them getting some star hitters?
Well, that's the theory, because the distance in Safeco and the fact that the ball does not travel well in the cool marine climate here has always been a negative when they pursue veteran free agents. And it's true, but there's a lot more going on with the Mariners than just hitting in Safeco. I think the Mariner management has been so poorly perceived that they see that as the root of the franchise's problems. That's not going to be resolved by the fences, and they don't have a lot of other hitters, so you're not joining an all-star collection. So it's really difficult to see a big improvement, particularly since this veteran free agent market this winter is expected to be fairly thin. So there's not really anybody you can throw a lot of money at to join this lineup. So the idea of the fences bringing some star hitter here is not likely to be seen next year. All that has to happen is guys they've got improving, and there's a lot of debate about that.
All right, Art, thanks.
My pleasure.
KPLU sports commentator Art Thiel joins us every week at this time. His website is Sports Press Northwest at sportspressnw.com. You can download Sports with Art Thiel and other KPLU commentaries at kplu.org. I'm Kirsten Kendrick.